We continue Bezer Hashem's Bar Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Dalet Sif Vav. Avon Noydaloi, if the person who lost a relative is not aware of it, Achabal El Velim, until he arrives to where the Avelim are, Shehem V'Makam Meis V'Makam Kfur, that they are where the Meis was or the Kfur was, Azim Hoy B'Shas Kfur V'Makam Karv, if he was there at the time of the kfura in a nearby place, then a distance that can be traveled in one day, it's considered as if he was here at the time of burial, and he counts shiva together with the other avelim. And even this will be that Baba Yom Shvi Kamitzis Beisa Knesses, he arrives on the last day of the shiva, right before the Avelim about to get up, Kivin Shadai Noik Tzas Avelis, since he did perform some Avelis, Moinimim, he counts along with them Shiva Vashloishim. Vidafka, but this is all only Shabbat Golabais Etzlam, that the Golabais, which will be identified in a moment, is sitting Shiva with the people where he arrives, because then Kulam Nagram Akhrav, everybody follows the Golabais. Avam loy hayisham galabais. If the galabais is not sitting shiver to where he arrived, mina l'atma he counts for himself. V'kain and bama makam rochik. If he comes from a further distance, more than a trip of one day, abishesh galabais mina l'atma. Even if the galabais is there, he counts his own shiver. Sif zayin zesh shu mina in the mitzoyim. This that he counts together with them. Even if he goes back home to sit shiva, he counts along with them. Sifches Golabais, Abishamab Makam Karib, Golabais, even though he came from a nearby location, but since he's the Golabais, Eina Negracher Ketanim, he doesn't follow the Ketanim, he's the Golabais, and therefore, he always counts a full shiva for himself. Siftes, miu nikra galabais, who is considered galabais? Zer shapir oimid, this is according to what we would assume. If we were to be working on the estate of the nifter, hayadvaram nechtachim rapiv, he would be one making the decisions. V'hayakulam holchem achat, so everybody would follow his advice. Afilu who cut mishanim, even if he's younger than the rest, nikra galabais, he's called the galabais. Afilu ain a yarish, it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who's going to inherit the nifter. Kigoin shalmana bekan, if there's an almana, which we know according to halacha, a wife is not normally the yarish of a husband, but she's the one that menaheges as habayis. She's the one that is in charge of all the business affair. He in the cross galabais, she's called the galabais. Mishu daritz chamiv, somebody who lives by his father-in-law. Omeis ishta and his wife passed away. Chamiv, the father-in-law, is considered the galabais. Sif yud, misha shemes lemeis. If somebody became aware that he lost a relative, kvaras balat tzibar arvis, v'dayin hu yoyim, the tzibar davin mayav already, but it's really still day. Imhu adayin lo yispal arvis, if he didn't yet daven mayriv, eina nigra achat tziba, it's not considered night because they daven mayriv, and therefore since it's still day and he hasn't daven mayriv yet, oisat yoyim oiloloi, that could be day one of the shiva and the shloishim. Aval imispar arvis, if he already daven mayriv, shuv eina loiloloi oisat yoyim, that day cannot be considered day one anymore. Minus shiva v'shloishim, and he counts the shiva and shloishim in yom ha'machrus from the next day. And if he davened already ma'ariv, even though everyone else has not yet davened ma'ariv, still, since he davened ma'ariv, so as far as he's concerned, it's not day one anymore, and the shiva and the shloishim begin from the next day. So according to this, you could have two brothers who lost a father or mother, Rahman Slan, and are sitting shiva together. One will have this as day one and one will not, depending if one daven ma'ariv and one has not yet daven ma'ariv. The halacha on Friday is that we look at ma'ariv as that's when the day is over, not at Kabbalah Shabbos. And therefore, if he was Kabbalah Shabbos already, but he had not yet daven ma'ariv, that day could still be considered day one. V'dafka l'chumra min hachi, but says the halacha that this is all said only l'chumra, not l'kula. Shem sham b'yom shloishim lachash espal arvis. If he heard on the day of shloishim, after he had already davened ma'ariv, l'mirin shkfahu laila. We don't say that it's already night, and since it's already night, this is considered a situation of a shmua rechayka, lahaklalov, to say that he won't have to keep the whole shiv anymore. Ella chashvina leilayim, it's still considered day, and therefore, since it's still within the shloishim, it's going to be considered like it was a shmua kriva. Yom zeh oilayim in manushach. Well, inyan tefillin b'shar yomim, and now as far as Hilchas Tefillin is concerned, im shama l'achas shespal arvis. If he heard after he daven ma'ariv, v'dayin hu yoyim, and it's still day, yinichem l'mocha b'loi bracha, he could put on the tefillin the next day without a bracha, v'chaso yisam privately. V'mohay came b'yoyim shlisha, it was on the day 30, ma'na l'mocha tefillin, v'varach l'mimonavshach. Ish shama shemes l'meis. A woman heard that she lost a relative, v'kva espalwa tziva arvis, and the tzibah already daven ma'ariv, al shadan hu yoyim, but it's still day, to stay daven ma'ariv early, im ein dark al espal arvis, if this woman does not normally daven ma'ariv, nekror acha tzibah l'chumra, she follows the tzibah, vayis hayoyim, and therefore ein aloy, that day can no longer be considered day one, because they had already, the tzibah daven ma'ariv, and she follows them. Sif Yiral B'Shas, a Devar, Rechman Salam, an epidemic, pandemic, Neugen, Shemus Ablam, the regular Hilchas Avelis don't apply, Mishum Behola. People are scared, and it's a time of Sakana, and therefore, Chazal want to be more lenient and not add on top of that all of the halachas of Shiva. V'm Ova Azam B'Tach Shloshim, but if during the Shloshim the epidemic ended, Sarkla Slabal is he has to keep Hilchas Avelis then. Avalam Loyova Adlaka Shloshim, but it was already after the Shloshim when the pandemic ended, or Shivsagregal, but in a time where there was a Yontif in between, then the Lochas ain't Sarkla Slabal Achakach, he would not have to keep Avelis afterwards. Simmerish, hey, din Sudus Avrob. Havel Beyam Rishon, the Avalon the first day, Osloy Lechel Suda Rishon Emishloy, is not allowed to eat the first meal for himself. Number of reasons. One reason the Rishon Reina Yeruchim gives that the Avil loses all interest in this world, loses interest in eating. He wants to go together with the person who left. And therefore, we have an obligation to make sure that he eats. Similarly, the Levush says, we want to show the Avil that he's not alone, that there are people who care for him. The other reason is that the Avil is supposed to be limited in what he eats and not drink wine and not overeat. And by other people supervising and providing with food, that is the way we can make sure that everything will be kept in check. The other pshat is that the Avil is in a very bad place. And therefore, since he has bad mazel, he's not in the place that he should be eating. So since he really shouldn't be eating, the only way we could be confident that he will eat is a we serve him food. Therefore, it is the obligation for the neighbors to provide him for the first suda, for the grass suda havra, and that's what's called suda havra. If he ate for him, and they should serve him and make sure that he eats, and not just that, but sit with him and try to make him feel better. If he didn't get Sudas Avra, we ate from himself already Sudas Avra, the first Suda, then there's no point in the Sudas Avra. Also, there's a minig, we have to be careful that we should not bring the Sudas Avra in fancy, expensive kalim, because that would create a situation that if this person was brought to Sudas Avra that way, other people will feel the need to bring Sudas Avra that way, and they'll become expensive, and nobody's going to want to do it. So to avoid that type of a situation, the minig is not to bring Sudas Avra in fancy kalim. V'tchilsa suda, hibibayim, adoshim shengulas, red eggs or beans that are round should be served. V'enlam pep, because they're round like life is round, and they don't have a mouth, they can't open themselves. K'may avol shein lo peh, like an avol doesn't have what to say. V'achazeh mutalach komach afil basar, but after he eats the sudas avra, then he can eat whatever he wants, even meat. Mishtalut mutal lishtois tzas yayim tech suda, one could even drink a little wine during the sudas avra. K'day lishtos hamach b'meyov, to help digest the food. Avolah l'ravus not chas v'sholem, to get intoxicated. The Paiskim discuss that the minig is to bring a round roll, a round bagel, but they say that if he doesn't want to eat bread, you could give him even a cookie or something else which is round. It makes the same point. The oval, if when we bring him a hard-boiled egg, should not peel the egg himself. The other people should peel the egg on his behalf. The best thing is that an oval should not eat anything after the kfura, besides the first thing that he should eat is the sudas havra. Sebeza many roitz lech b'yoyim ad alayla, if the oval doesn't want to eat by day until night, kivin shem over ayoyim, if the day of the kfura has passed, mutaloy lech m'shaloy, he could eat from food that's his. L'chein, if a Jew lives alone, the only Jew in a village, and there's no one to provide him with a sudas avra, the best is that he shouldn't eat until the night, fast until the night, and then he could eat food that belongs to himself. If he's unable to fast, he's not obligated to put himself into distress, then he would be allowed to eat food that belongs to himself. Sif gimel ish nesua she'er evil, if a woman who's married became an ovel, also lo lechel suda rishonim shel bala, she's not allowed to eat the first meal from her husband, the kivin shu mechayev lezoina, because he has the obligation to support her, shalahi, the food is considered like hers. If somebody has an employee, if part of his payment package is to give him to be served food, he shouldn't eat from the father, from his employers. That the employer should not be the one who to give him the suda savra. But if somebody supports a yosim or a son and daughter without an obligation that he has to support them, they became avelim, the sudas avra could come from the person who always gives them to eat, then shein lazos mishalhem. And therefore the Paiskim say if a person obligated himself to support his children, and they become avelim, he can't supply them with sudas havra. However, if there are children who are being supported by a parent, and the parent becomes an avel, even though those children are supported by the parent, those children can't supply the sudas havra to their parent, who's the avel, rachmanu litzlan.